Fiona Ritchie here. Hello and a very warm welcome. It's Clannad to get us started this week on the Thistle and Shamrock. Cajation, Dontation, what business is it of his, sang Moya Brennan with Clannad, and we'll be hearing more of her voice and absorb the special atmosphere she creates with her music later on this week on Thistle, where you must feel you are never far from a reel or a jig, a strathspey or a rootsy groove that gives you the urge to move. But we are going to feel for that space between the pulses and the rhythms where the music washes over you on an emotional level, the mood set by a soothing voice or a soaring instrumental. And we don't need to look far for it. For all the joy and hope bound up in a dance tune, there are equal measures of melancholy reflection in the instruments and voices that make this music. So we are going to take it easy this week. settling back without too much chat into an hour of music from Michael McGoldrick, William Jackson, Connie Dover and all. And as we go on here, it's a wee bit of role reversal with Dougie McLean picking up a Gaelic song and Karen Matheson singing a song from Robert Burns. In between, acoustic guitarist Tony McManus is joined by Alain Gentil on fretless bass for three tunes you'd usually hear on fiddle. First, with verses written by Robert Burns and sung here by Karen Matheson, Bonnie Jean.
Thank you. sat the lamb and I he yawri sat the lammy snachich me ach pretty lamb scach loin tam reach Oh, fale, 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 oro, fale, 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 oro, fale, 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 oro, eskien en kien. Nieska evikierak strike vis masperkiano smenyha gal kienen kieno farbevian lang holheli o fa Fali oro, fali, fali, fali oro, fali, fali, fali oro, skien en kien vohak These winter nights are long for me, long, so long for me. From this barren prairies, endless floor, I cannot hear the crashing. Fali, fali, fali oro, fali, fali, fali oro, fali, fali, fali oro, skien en kien vohak mi
Sad alaum an oichi yauri. These winter nights are long for me. Cathy Mattea adding backup vocals for Dougie MacLean in the Scots Gaelic song there. Guitar and fretless bass paired Tony McManus and Alan Gentil, and Karen Matheson shared Burns verses with us, Bonnie Jean. Let's hold the mood with Eddie Reader ahead, collaborating with Donal Lunny on the Lowlands of Holland. Here's someone in whose box of instruments you'd find an assortment of wooden and bamboo flutes, illan pipes, low whistles, a perfect selection of tools for creating the free-spirited instrumentals of Michael McGoldrick. Thank you. Eddie Reader and the Lowlands of Holland, Don O'Lunny creating instrumental textures there, and Michael McGoldrick played for us. Our playlist this week, the gentlest of reminders that it's not all high-energy reels and jigs, this Celtic music business. Take a look at a playlist of what we're listening to together here. We post one online within a couple of days of each edition of The Thistle and Shamrock at thistleradio.com. Later on, we'll tell you how to write for one if you'd rather do that. But there's still plenty more music here to come with Moya Brennan and Davy Spillan. This is NPR. This is Fiona Ritchie. More from Davy Spillan before our time together is up here on Thistle, and Moya Brennan, the voice of Clannad, she's ahead too. Coming from Ireland with a fine storehouse of songs himself, it's no surprise that John Doyle picked up a few more after he settled in another great songland, North Carolina, in the Asheville area. Doc Watson made this traditional song his own. Now it's John Doyle's too, Little Sadie, coming up. Then a Scot who also lives at least some of the year in Asheville, where he practices as a music therapist and performer, William Jackson on harp, with an honourable piece and the drip after John Doyle.
Sadie and I shot her down. Run right home and I went to bed. 44 pistol laid under my head. I began to think of what a deed I'd done. I grabbed my hat and away I ran. Made a run just a little too slow. They overtook me in Jerry. Knock at a door, a ring of the bell, up steps the sheriff from Thomasville. Said, hey man, is your name Lee Brown? Remember the night you blew Sadie down? Oh yes, my name is Lee. I murdered pretty Sadie in the first degree in the second degree. Got any papers, you can read them to me. Me downtown, they dressed me in black. They put me on a train and they brought me back. Had no one to go to my bail. They locked me up in the county jail. And the judge and the jury, they made their stand. The judge held his papers in his right hand. 41 days, 41 nights, 41 years to wear the ball and strike. I shot her down, run right home and I went to bed. 44 pistol laid under my head. Thank you.
Where his journey ends, mine begins. As I follow the path of my harp through the ages, I see the road ahead. Moya Brennan. William Jackson and John Doyle came before. I promised you that this week's music, soothing voices and instrumentals to complement them, would wash over you on an emotional level. Connie Dover and Davy Spillane will sustain the mood for you to carry onward. I want you to hear from two duos first, though. English accordion player Karen Tweed with Finnish pianist Timo Alakotla provide music with that Nordic blend of dreaminess and clarity. First, brother and sister pair Martin and Anya Fury are Bohinta, and this is What Makes You Dream.
What makes you dream? What gives you grace? What takes the stars of light from the skies and puts them into your face? To all beguiled, welcome this scene. For she walks in vanishing steps, or so they seem to me. She put her kiss upon my shoulder. She put her touch upon my face. If I had a dream, and if I shared the dreams with her, if I held her down with the summer's day and kept her there with a love and laughing, life would be fine. Or life would be fine with her. So hold me down with the summer's day and keep me there with a love and laughing. Evening's repose would come back, I know. You know she holds that memory in her arms. Oh, nights would be ours, and days would be mine again, because she owns them anyway. What makes you smile? What makes you sad? What makes you sit and wish for the things you've never had? To all beguiled, welcome this scene. For she walks in vanishing steps, or so they seem to me. But she put her kiss upon my shoulder. She put her touch upon my face. If I had a dream, and if I shared the dreams with her, if I held her down with a summer's day and kept her there with a love and laughing, life would be fine. Oh, life would be fine with her. So hold me down with a summer's day and keep me there with a love and laughing. Evening's repose would come back, I know. You know she holds that your face to all beguiled.
seen. For she walks in vanishing steps, and so they seem to me. But she put her kiss upon my shoulder. She put her touch upon my face.
The text of the Gregorian chant dates from the 9th century. Ubi Caritas from Conid over there. Karen Tweed and Timo Alakotla played Swedish, and we heard from Bohinta, Martin Fury singing. Hope you've enjoyed basking in the warmth of this week's music. The Thistle and Shamrock comes to you each week from Scotland. It's a Fiona Ritchie production. Look for a playlist online in the week following each of our broadcasts and discover a whole lot more besides at our website. It's all at thistleradio.com. And a set of recent programme playlists is also available by mail. Just mention this week's programme, easy does it, and send us a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Thistle and Shamrock, P.O. Box 518, Matthews, North Carolina, 28106. Looking out from a mountainside in the midnight hour on the Isle of Skye recently, I believe I experienced the otherworldly conditions described in the title of this Davy Spillane tune, Dark Light. Davy Spillane rounding out our programme. Streaming music and more on the web at thistleradio.com. The Thistle and Shamrock radio programme is a service mark of Fiona Ritchie. Support for NPR comes from the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age. The Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to a vigorous presence for poetry in American culture. poetryfoundation.org. And the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, making grants to solve social and environmental problems at home and around the world, on the web at hewlett.org. This is NPR Music.